This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. A studio or a comfy chair to podcast from? The answer is probably both, but it depends on the type of podcast you are trying to record. With a single presented podcast with occasional Skype or FaceTime interviews, you are better off in a smaller space that you have sound treated with soft furnishings and, if possible, some acoustic tiles. Tiles are cheap to buy, lightweight and easy to put up temporarily onto a sheet of MDF or permanently by sticking directly to a wall. Traditional acoustic treatment usually involves RW3, a slab-based rock wall, but you need to have more construction skills and the product is quite heavy and an irritant to the skin. If you're producing a podcast with a couple of guests, first of all, try not to have more than three people total in a discussion, otherwise it gets confusing for the listener. Go for a comfy chair, plenty of soft furnishings, and gather everyone around a single, good quality, omnidirectional microphone. If you have the technical skills, the very best and most professional way will be to have everyone on an individual microphone, connected to a mixer, and then record to your computer. But you can get fairly good results just by finding a nice quiet room full of soft furnishings. You can still opt to temporarily hang some of those acoustic tiles on the wall. They will really help with the intelligibility and clarity of your podcast. Next time, I'll be talking about what the Queen of England has to do with making great podcasts. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.